From NPR and Chicago Public Radio, this is Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me, the NPR News Quiz. I'm Carl Castle. We're playing this week with Amy Dickinson, Tom Beaudet, and Charlie Pierce. And here again is your host at the Palace Theater in Manchester, New Hampshire, Peter Sagal.
Thank you, Carl. Thank you, sir. Right now, it is time for the Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me Bluff the Listener game. Call 1-888-WAIT-WAIT to play our games on the air. Hi, you're on Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me.
Hi, it's Gary O'Brien from Edison, New Jersey.
Hey, how are things in New Jersey?
Just fine. A little hot, but pretty good.
Yeah, what do you do there in the Great Garden State?
I'm a salesperson for Kellogg Snacks.
Really?
Yes.
So you're basically poisoning the youth of America. But in a tasty way.
Exactly.
Wow. I would imagine, is it like being the kid in the candy store in that you eventually don't really care for what you're selling anymore since you can have it all the time?
Yeah, I should admit this on national radio, but there is a bit of that for sure.
Yeah, you like to indulge yourself with carrot sticks.
Exactly, but I have to do it clandestine.
I understand.
Back in the store with
no I understand. Well, it's nice to have you with us, Gary. You're going to play the game in which you have to tell truth from fiction. Carl, what is Gary's topic?
But I was having so much fun.
There are certain things in life that everybody enjoys, things that would seem beyond reproach. Baseball, apple pie, American Idol. Well, this week, we read about a good thing that's gone too far, and the authorities are clamping down. Our panelists are going to tell you three stories of new restrictions being put on something we didn't know needed restricting. Choose that real story. You will get Carl's voice on your home answering machine. Ready to play?
I am ready.
All right. First, let's hear from Tom Beaudet.
In the ongoing campaign to squeeze every last ounce of gamesmanship out of the National Football League, NFL officials sent a memo to all 32 teams last week informing them that hometown teams are no longer permitted to order their cheerleaders to warm up, stretch, or otherwise do anything in front of the visiting team's bench that might distract the players. It was pointed out that a young woman in a pleated skirt simply breathing could distract the football team, but the rule stands. Apparently, some teams had deliberately staged their cheerleader warm-ups in an effort to put their opponents off balance. We wouldn't have considered it a problem if it didn't work so darn well, said one unnamed official. Believe me, most of these gentlemen operate most efficiently from the neck down.
NFL cheerleaders being told to stop going over there and doing their stretches and warm-ups in front of the opposing team's bench. Your next story of someone taking the fun out of life comes from Amy Dickinson.
Hostess, the company that makes Twinkies, Ho-Hos, and Ring Dings, announced this week that they're altering the secret formula of the white filling inside the treats. The reason? Cornell University researchers discovered that the filling, which the company will only say is neither dairy, animal, or plant-based, has a shelf life of over 30 years. Company spokeswoman Nancy Brooks says they've noticed consumers snapping up van loads of snacks at superstores, saving them until the year 2050. We felt the need to build a little obsolescence into the snack experience. We didn't want people to store their Twinkies in Yucca Mountain. We want to encourage them to eat their Twinkies fresh. Fresh being a relative term, she said.
Hostess Twinkies and other snacks just last too long. It occurs to me that's something you know something about. Maybe you have some
insight. Yeah, it's kind of our arch competitor, actually.
Oh, really?
The truth.
All right. Well, your last story of Good Times No More comes from Charlie Pierce.
In Walworth, Wisconsin, the Lenzburg Brewing Company has had to cut back on its weekly free beer fish fry, a community staple since the brewery opened in 1909. But the reason is not what you think. This is not about public intoxication, said Sheriff Ed Bromfield. We're used to that. Rather, the State Highway Patrol told Lenzburg officials that the polka sing-along that invariably enlivened the latter stages of the weekly festivities was distracting drivers attempting to negotiate twisty Route 4 through the center of town. In other words, they'll take the lumpa, but not the oompa. They said people were steering into trees, said Sheriff Bromfield. I thought we sounded pretty good myself.
All right, here are your stories of somebody putting a damper on some fun. From Tom Beaudet, how NFL cheerleaders are no longer going to be allowed to stretch and warm up and otherwise do their thing in front of the opposing team. From Amy Dickinson, the story of how Hostess Cakes is going to make their product last less long so that people have more need to buy it. And from Charlie Pierce, how a fish fry in Wisconsin is going to get curtailed because, well, all that excitement tends to distract the drivers. Which of these is the real story of something good being pulled back a bit?
I'll tell you, this is a real tough one, but I think I'm going to have to go with Tom and the NFL cheerleaders.
Why?
I don't know. It just sounds, as crazy as it is, it does sound plausible that that could happen in the No Fun League.
In the No Fun League. That is what the letters stand for right now. All right, well, to your choice then is Tom's story about the NFL cheerleaders. We spoke to someone familiar with this problem.
As a Dallas Cowboys cheerleader, we worked out in the locker room, but it was never part of the program to distract the players, and I can't see very many professional teams making that part of their playbook.
That was Cindy Villarreal-Hughes, the president of Performance Sports Marketing in Austin, Texas, and herself, a former Dallas Cowboys cheerleader. She disagrees, of course, that cheerleaders might stretch specifically to distract players, but nonetheless, as you say, the NFL has banned it. That means that you got it right, Gary. Congratulations. You earned a point for Tom. You stood up for the snack cake business, which I admire. And you, of course, won our prize, Carl's Voice on your home answering machine.
Thanks very much. Enjoyed it a lot.
And he's great.
Great.
Hey, give our best to the elves.
Certainly will.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
You know, as an addendum to that story, though, they still are allowed to videotape the opposing cheerleader.
Sure. Take their routine. Yeah.